Jelly Folk, and welcome to another episode of Last Corner of the Arcade. We're your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Kevin Winslow.
And tonight, we bring to you, in our bi-weekly dose of gaming goodness, Shovel Knight.
Is it bi-weekly?
It is a bi-weekly show. We trade off with Flap Turtle Forum.
Sure? I thought we were on hiatus for a little bit.
We already recorded one episode.
Oh, damn it. I missed that one.
Yeah, it was...
What was that one?
It was Dave's Gaming History.
Of what?
NES.
Okay, that's pretty good. You guys should watch that. Or listen to it. I assume listen. Only our show does video because we're just awesome.
Yeah, that one, you can only listen to that one. This episode, though, I have a recorded video for.
Yep.
Which reminds me, I need to record for the next game. I should have done it like the first level so it's not like breaking any too much plot stuff, but whatever.
It gets good about like halfway through, so.
Yeah. It's like after that first.
Yeah.
Hump. But this is not, we're not reviewing that until
next week. Can we like tease it? Yeah.
There's a
sci-fi and like
sci-fi
alternate universe. Like, it's really cool.
Some really evil Germans.
See, that's too much. Now they're going to know what it is. I mean, who didn't get it on Steam? I mean, Jesus. For that price.
But no! Tonight we're talking about Shovel Knight. And fun fact, this is the second time we're talking about Shovel Knight.
First time for me.
If you've noticed on our Facebook page and whatnot, our first recording got screwed up. So I've brought Kevin in, who also got the game. He was supposed to join us.
A-lister.
And I guess it was actually a good thing you weren't there. Because
I know.
We can have a second unique conversation about this game.
A second better episode.
Yeah.
No, I just burst in there. Burst right through.
Kevin would definitely have a good
thing to say. I'd be talking about shovels and puns. Yeah. Like, oh man, like you wouldn't believe.
Shovel puns?
Yeah, I mean, that game has like amazing puns. Oh man, you're rubbing your hands together. I'm getting all pumped.
Shovel Knight is created by developers Yacht Club Games for both the PC, Wii, and 3DS. Mm-hmm. It's about a Shovel Knight in a sweeping classic adventure game with memorable characters and 8-bit retro aesthetics created by Yacht Club. You play as the eponymous Shovel Knight, a small knight with a huge quest. Shovel Knight has come to this valley with two goals: to defeat the evil enchantress and save his lost beloved. He wields a shovel blade, a multi-purpose weapon whose techniques are now lost to the ages. Always honest and helpful, Shovel Knight is a shining example of the code of chivalry.
Did you say memorable?
Memorable.
You totally said memorable.
Hey.
Memorable.
That's just me putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. It was still spelt correctly the way I said it.
Man, you tripped your way through that one.
Memorable. That's how I'm going to say memorable for now on.
Is this the second time you've done this?
I think our listeners could go back ages on our podcast and find other instances.
Well, I mean, instances. Second time this week, I mean.
Second time this week. I mean, this week.
Did it with Matt, didn't you? You had to read it.
Last week. Recorded
well,
it last
true.
Week, yeah.
Man, ridiculous. So yeah, this game is about a Shovel Knight. It's done in the style of the old 90s. There we go, not 1900s. 90s style type platformer. If you remember, I guess even early 2000s. So you have, like, Mega Man was, like, the big thing that, like, clicked when I played this in comparison to, like, but it also fits with pretty much any...
Also stuck out in my head.
Yep, definitely, yeah. This is definitely a lot of side-scrolling, platforming, jumping. It's kind of difficult fun. For the most part, I didn't struggle too much with anything in it. I don't know how you and Matt fared.
Matt also played it on the 3DS.
Yeah, because
I played on the PC, so I don't have a 3DS or a Wii U,
yep.
Which made it a little harder
because
I'm playing on a keyboard instead of
quick
action of my thumbs. I'm like trying to coordinate between several different fingers, and it's just fall into holes all the time.
Did you beat it?
No, I did not beat it.
How far are you yet?
I got a few levels in before I had to review the game, and then I moved on to Wolfenstein.
Oh, okay. I beat the game all the way through, all the way to the end in about 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. me and Lucas went on a camping trip, and, you know, not really a camping trip, but we went to a camp, and we did what most gamers do when they go to camp, and we played games. So we failed at fishing, we ate food that was bad for us in a foreign country, and played games.
Well, it's not like there's a lot of stuff to do in the area.
No, it's pretty much fishing, swimming, sitting in the hot air in the afternoons.
It's a pretty rural area.
Pretty rural, yeah. It was interesting just playing games and watching Lucas be really bad at Shovel Knight.
Yeah, it was even worse on this. I the recording you are watching right now will end up having me for like 20 minutes try to beat
Oh yeah, it's a
boss.
Recording. I'm going to watch this recording and I'm going to laugh so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you'll see me fail to kill this one guy like over and over. And it was like the first boss I went against.
It's the first boss?
Not like the little test level, but it was like it was Phantom Knight or something.
Yeah. Don't you know how to beat like okay.
I got him. I figured it out.
You figured it out.
I figured it out.
How'd you beat him? Because I've heard of different ways of beating guys, right. Which even
whenever,
after.
All right, so I would you know, dodge his scythe.
Yep.
Which you have to do anyway. And then when he would float near me, I'd hit him. When he would do his teleport to below me, I would do a downward jump onto his head twice. And then when he would do his attack slash at me, I would jump. But when I jumped, I went down on his head and was able to get two knocks off on him. And that's how
I had a friend who he beat every single boss with that green orb that floats. He beat every boss except for
the
one.
Power orb?
With the power orb. He said it was like the most broken thing ever. Like he just kept throwing that out there and he just kept bouncing around and hitting everything.
Wait, so it just bounces all over the
I guess. The I mean, I never really, I honestly didn't, that was one of the ones I used the least. And he said he beat every boss except for one boss, which floats around a little too much. No,
the Propeller Knight?
No, it's a guy who gets two scythes that float around the map. You probably didn't get that far. It's like the second to last boss or something, third to last. But yeah, that boss was, because most bosses like stay on the same plane for the most part. They're almost always on the ground.
Yeah.
A few times they'll jump up. This boss, it like switches between two like levels. So I think it kind of messed him up.
Yeah, Matt told me about one where it was a Tinker Knight or something like that.
Yeah, it gets a robot.
A little teeny tiny mechanic guy.
Yeah.
And Matt's fighting him, having the easiest of time. That's it. He said he was thinking to himself, like, is this it? It's like, this is a joke. What the hell is going on? And then you break through the ground and then he's in this giant mech and you have to fight him.
There's one boss which I glitched. It got stuck in the wall. It was the only glitch I got in the whole game. And I just sat there pounding on his head with my down shot until he died.
Oh, Matt. He was talking about a glitch he had where he came down and then he was stuck with his shovel just out. And he could only move like backwards and forwards. So he would
just have to die?
Yeah, he would just have to die. And it happened to him again, but he was behind the boss.
Yeah.
And the boss, like, I guess the certain boss couldn't turn around. So he couldn't kill. He couldn't die. He had to restart the level all over again.
Yeah, I didn't have really that many bugs at all. So.
Well, they did delay it so they could polish the game out.
Yeah, originally they weren't going to release it for the 3DS because they thought they didn't have everything in place, and then they said, okay, we'll ship it. We're going to ship it minus a few features. We know it's not completely feature complete. I don't think it is by now, but I haven't checked in the last few weeks since I beat it. But yeah, they're definitely still doing updates on it. So if you get it on the Wii U or the 3DS or PC, it'll get updated at a future.
Yeah, I know their timetable was 6 months when they first did the Kickstarter. It was like it was in March.
Yep.
And then they were going to say we're going to release the game in like September.
Yep.
Which just blows my mind. I don't know how you could do the
look
game.
Look at what happened with Double Fine. It delayed over a year.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so you they get delayed enough money,
it,
you're like.
Yeah, then they delayed it about to the now. So it's more than a year since their Kickstarter.
Yep.
So, but it turned out a good game. So.
Yeah. So yeah, in general, the gameplay, it's all that 90 platforming fun. Difficulty's pretty decent. If you like that sort of platforming, I like this game a lot, not just because it's a, you know, it's that sort of 90s nostalgia, but mainly because it doesn't borrow like a ton of its like background from it, meaning like they don't like take all this art from old games or take all these old jokes, or like they didn't put in all these inside jokes. Like it's a game that if it was released in the 90s, it would have stood on its own as its own game. Like a lot of the games where they reference, you know, the 90s and they make it that style, they put so many references to all these old games and it gets kind of worn out where you're like, okay, I get it. You took influences from Mario. It's great that you have a mushroom in there. This game, there's nothing. There's none. I didn't see a single reference to old stuff other than
I think Matt and I might have noticed some that we talked about, but I can't. Oh, the like the flying ship level. There's definitely like bullet bills and stuff in there. Like,
was it flying ship level?
The Propeller Knight one.
Oh, did I must have completely missed it. I beat the Propeller Knight, but I don't remember like bullet bills.
Yeah, that was
I must have missed them. But, like, this game could stand entirely. It has its own quirky humor and weird characters. Like, they have, like, people horses and, like.
Yeah, that was.
Everything in it is. It's so different from
Lady Horse.
Previous games. They have their own. The style is definitely borrowed, but the content in it is definitely, like, new. I don't remember anamorphic. Weird animals.
Anamorphic? That's.
I don't. What is anamorphic?
Anthropomorphic.
Okay, there we go.
Anamorphic's like film.
Okay, that word Lucas said, that, like, I don't remember that. Like, you know, all these different people, animals, and, like, their different quirks. And
animals.
Just, like, what was it? What did they praise? Like, the bubblefish or something?
the Tropple King.
Yeah, the Tropple King. That's just, it's just really weird.
A trout and an apple.
Or, like, you're walking through the town and there's, like, a pile of rubble. And so you decide to scoop it. And when you scoop it, one guy goes, "You really are the Shovel Knight!" Like, it's the most amazing thing he's ever seen in his life. He's freaking out. Like, stuff like that. Like, I really enjoyed the humor in it, and I enjoyed how, you know, it really felt like its own original game that, on its own merits, not just because of nostalgia, is a good game. So even if you're only, like, 12 right now, you'll still appreciate everything in this game, and you'll really enjoy it.
Kevin, what is the goal, your task that you have to complete in this game?
Well, you have to kill the Enchantress.
Who's the Enchantress?
Well, it's kind of, she possesses your lover, pal.
Wait.
Yeah?
So you have to fight your...
You have to fight Shield Knight.
Shield Knight.
Yes. And then after you fight Shield Knight, you gotta fight her. Well, not fight Shield. Shield Knight gets freed, and then you gotta fight the actual Enchantress.
Right, Matt said he heard that, like, if when you beat the game, you might be able to play as a different character playing through or something.
Oh, they eventually want to do that. Okay. That's one of the unreleased features.
Okay.
You can't do it yet. Also, I know this game has literally hundreds of cheat codes. Hundreds.
Really?
Yeah, hundreds.
I had no idea.
You can look them up. There's giant lists of them. You name your character something, and then it'll, like, change the game. A lot of it is, like, practical stuff. So, like, you start the game with certain items. You start the game with, like, infinite health, or, you know, bosses take one hit to kill, or, you know. There's a whole bunch of different ones. So, they added in all the sort of, like, name cheat codes that they had from back in the old days.
Mm.
They kept those.
Yeah.
Just ridiculousness. Each knight has a ridiculous name. Well, not ridiculous, but they're...
AB, up, down, up, down.
I actually never tried it. I don't know.
The Konami code.
I wouldn't be surprised. So, in general, I find that the story was a standard, you know, platformer story. Nothing too shocking or amazing. If you like Mega Man, it's... The story is, like, the same. Like, okay, you have to defeat all these things to get to the final thing.
Other versions of you.
Yeah. And then the end boss is kind of formulaic, where you have to rebeat all the old bosses again.
That, when Matt told me that, I was like, I don't know if I want to beat the game.
I enjoy it, because you got to beat them all back to back to back.
Yeah.
But you do get health in between each.
But Matt said Matt was talking about that. He was like, I thought I got, like, a turkey the first boss I beat. And I was like, oh, so I should be able to get a turkey the next one.
No.
And he lost a bunch of health, thinking, you know, confidently he'd get another turkey and be able to, and he didn't. And he's like, shit.
Yeah, I think the table boss only took me, I think, on my third try I beat it.
Table boss?
Well, they're all sitting down towards... to dinner, so they're all, like, you're doing a dinner show, basically.
Oh.
So all of them are eating while, like, you're fighting a guy, and then, like, they swap out.
And different, it's all random, too.
The order is random, yeah. But you have to fight them all.
Yeah.
So
in order to get to the Enchantress.
Yes.
As, well, Shield Knight.
Yeah, but that's the next level. So you have a level, and
then... you fight Shield Knight.
And then back-to-back, you fight Shield Knight.
What are Shield Knight's abilities?
I don't remember, because that boss went by so quick. I beat that in one try, and I honestly don't remember much about it. The final boss, I remember a lot about, but the...
A lot of Captain America-style fighting.
I mean, it's more Captain America when she's on your side, because she's blocking stuff for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, so she... helps you out.
Yeah, of course she does.
All right. Go then, go Shield Knight.
Then you sail off into the sunset.
Makes sense.
So if you're looking for plot and character, kind of light, but you're not really playing it for that. Play it for, I guess, dialogue, humor, and platforming. If you don't like those two things, then, not much here for you. So you know what to look for. I think that's about it. I mean...
Is there anything specific you want to talk about? Gameplay? Or... the
general
design of the game, or what was your favorite knight to fight? What was your favorite level?
Favorite level? Jesus. Oh, I like the trippy one with all the, like, potions and stuff in the background.
Oh,
it's,
I remember
really,
you
like,
playing
crazy
that.
Looking.
Yeah.
You, like, go to, like, you've been playing, like, in forests and, like, pretty normal places, then all of a sudden you're like, you're in this crazy laboratory, and you're like, oh my god, what did they do? The color palette is way more bright than I'm used to.
I like the giant whale sub thing.
Yep.
It's kind of cool. It was kind of harken back to the Super Mario whale level. And there's also some crustaceans in there that were definitely callbacks to the turtles from Mario, because when you mm-hmm. kill them and their shell becomes a weapon, you whack and it kills other things. Except instead of going one direction, it bounces mm-hmm. all over the room.
At least on the 3DS, I really enjoyed the responsiveness of the controls. Everything felt really crisp. I never died and thought, I hit that button, you know? And I always, there's no like slip and slide in this game. It's very exact. So it controls exactly like a Mega Man game where like if you press over, you know exactly how far you're moving. Super Mario Brothers, that game tended to have a lot of slip and slide as uh-huh. you're going.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah, the character, like if you turned around suddenly, he'd still be going in one direction.
Yep. For a little bit. And so Shield Knight's very, like I guess you could say, precise in the way
yeah,
that
it's,
it controls.
It's not as... It's even in the animation isn't like fluid like some.
Yep.
A lot of 8-bit games recently have kind of taken that style, but then they've dealt with much more fluid motion, kind of like you would see.
Yep.
In like the, like you know the original Prince of Persia game, how everything's pretty fluid.
Yep.
In the motion in that, but this one's more more. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like classic and it's...
Yeah. It's exacting. So when you stop, you stop. When you go, you go.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
there's no acceleration or deacceleration in your movements. It's just how you think it should be. There's not much learning curve to movement. Whereas like if you're playing a game like Super Meat Boy, like you have to learn that game and that physics. Whereas this, it's once you jump the first time, you know how high you're
going. That's what makes it hard on the PC. I like having the big screen.
Yep.
But I wish I had like the Xbox controller hooked up to Steam.
Why don't you get one, man?
I keep saying that to myself, and then I'm like, but I want to buy this other thing.
Yeah. Because I have a controller, and like I play so many games with that controller, I don't even know how you can get away with.
Yeah, you did that with the Stanley Parable.
Stanley Parable, I played it with because you know, there's just certain games where it's better with it. Actually, Stanley Parable, I didn't play with it, but since I was at a party, I brought the controller.
But you didn't even go that far in that game. You did like one playthrough, you said?
No, I did every playthrough for that game.
No,
before I showed up, yeah.
Yeah,
before that party, I just played one and I was like, okay, I gotta stop because Lucas is gonna want to play this. So that's how that one went. And then I just brought a controller because it's more convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually I save the controller for platformers and third-person shooters. That's about it. Or driving games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, I don't know, sometimes first-person shooters respawn faster with a mouse than your thumbs.
What do you mean?
I find.
What? You respawn faster?
Respond.
Oh, respond.
Like, I can get my reticle to a certain point faster
and more precise
than I can with a controller.
No. See, now you're going to cause a flame war on the internet.
I said I.
Yeah, I know. You're just proven that you're just terrible at all shooters.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. You're an awful person.
I think that's been like an argument I've heard about people saying, like, oh, that's why you can't have cross-platform.
It's actually true.
Because PC gamers are just destroyed.
They tried it with Shadowrun, which I actually played, and it was really bad for people with console controls. In fact, even Valve came out, and they said, we're going to do Counter-Strike Global Offensive as cross-platform. And then they said, never mind. It just doesn't work. There's a reason there's auto-aim. And
PC gamers... had a bigger advantage.
Oh, huge. Yeah. It was like day and night. Like it's not even close. Because you got to think, like, when you're using a controller, you hold the stick down for, let's say, 0.2 seconds to get from point A to point B. With the mouse, it's nearly instantaneous. Like, you don't hold it down. You move it to that position. So it takes... It's like, I don't even know how you'd even do anything with it. It's ridiculous.
Actually reminds me of a complaint I heard about somebody make about Cyclops. The X-Men character.
Yep.
It's like, how can he miss when his lasers shoot exactly where he's looking?
maybe it's like one of those things where like it shoots just a little bit off, and so he has to look at the thing like just next to it. And so like the whole time he's like, don't look at the thing I'm trying to hit because then I won't hit it. And he can't help to look at the laser that he's shooting because it's like a big ass laser. Like I would be distracted every time he shoots. He changes like where he looks. It's like, no, I could completely understand. I sympathize with Cyclops.
How do you feel, Dave?
You're not even listening.
No.
Do you sympathize with Cyclops?
Do you think do you think it's okay that he misses even though his laser eyes come out of his eyes, so anything he's staring at should get hit an instant hit?
It's also, the beam goes wider than his eyes. Like,
yeah, true.
Well, that's even less of an excuse.
Well, what if while looking at the thing it looks at, it doesn't shoot like left or right, but up or down. So, like, he whatever he looks at, it shoots just a little bit up. So, if he's at a distance, he has to look down. So, he has to, like, stare at a dude's crotch in order to hit him in the face.
So, there's fall physics to his laser?
No, no. It just doesn't shoot where he looks. Like, it might seem like it, but...
where he's looking, it's shooting, out of, like, his eyes. Like...
Yes.
Yeah, but how do you know it's shooting directly straight out of his eyes? It could, like, shoot at an angle.
You can move your head.
You could, but then you'd have to be looking at something that's not... I'm going to move my head. Shit, I'm still looking at you. Like, it didn't change. I'm still staring directly
I don't know,
at you.
Man. Like, I could...
What if it's, like, when you put on your glasses, it's not completely... the correct angle every time you put them on? So, like, because those, like, reflect out of them at different angles, you know what I mean? Like, it's like focusing it.
More thought in Cyclops than ever, like, written a comic book.
I was commenting on somebody else's comment.
I'm just saying, like, he could miss it. It's possible. I understand his struggle.
Okay, yeah.
If it's so easy, why don't you shoot lasers out of your eyes?
Well, you see, to a point where it's really hard for a guy that muscly to turn his neck. Wait a minute. It's not a laser. It's like a force blast. What if, like, when he does that, his head, like, goes like that?
Yeah, what if he what if when he first got
that
started?
Although your eyes are, like, gyroscopic.
Can you imagine if he was a baby with no neck support and he shot one of those lasers and he just broke his neck?
Yeah, what is... Wait. The birth of Cyclops. Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
That's how they get around that loophole of, like, wait a minute, some of these powers would, like, destroy the parent.
Come on, babies would be rampant. What if there's a mutant who is mutant power? What if there's a mutant...
Oh, yeah. If you heard that,
I'm
Dave
free.
Said Wolverine.
So yeah, Shovel
Wait
Knight.
A minute. So Shovel Knight.
Yes.
Shovel.
He has the powers of Shovel.
Shovel Knight.
I mean, how can he even miss? It's a shovel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he has the power of shoveling. What was it? Oh, so level design. At least in general, it's a pretty easy slope up. You get some nice tricky things where you can't quite land on them, but if you do like a ground pound type move, you will not die because you're bouncing pogo stick style on your shovel. Like Scrooge McDuck, that old Super Nintendo game, DuckTales.
I didn't play that one.
Yeah, it's the exact same
I didn't
move.
Have Super Nintendo. I had Sega Genesis.
Or if you played the new Donkey Kong, it's the same move as Cranky Kong as he stomps around on his pogo stick.
Like I said, I didn't have any
I play
SNES.
Platformers, man. I play everything.
Yeah, actually...
It just happens to be Cyclops has ADD. It's like a squirrel.
So Dave brings up an excellent point on the Cyclops thing. What if he had ADD? I mean, brought up the idea of a squirrel. Like, squirrel? But can't he, like, control that? Like, can't he control his power more than...
He needs glasses.
No, once his eyes are open, it's running.
So wait, is he always blind?
Yeah,
he wears special sunglasses.
Yeah, but... Okay, I don't know.
Shovel Knight!
We should do some Cyclops research.
You should. Yeah. Anyway, Shovel Knight. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Scrooge Duck slash Cranky Kong attack of Shovel Knight. So there's like a bunch where
something
like you're in the ship level, and I think there's the airship. They're shooting these giant balls.
Yeah, I think that's a callback to Bullet Bill.
Kind of, but not really.
It's exactly that. You're on like a floating ship. There's a level in Mario where you're in a flying ship that shoots. It does the exact same thing.
It doesn't shoot bullet bills, and it's not the same style.
It's
not the same style.
It's the exact same idea.
But it's not the same style.
Same kind of setting.
No. Disagree.
Were there lots of helicopter rats in that level?
There were helicopter rats. There are no helicopter dudes that I remember. There are mechanics throwing wrenches in that level in Mario. And there are lots of...
There's one of those knights, and they're throwing, like, anchor is kind of like the guy.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of close. Yeah, that's pretty close. He just throws wrenches. That's the mechanic. He throws wrenches. He looks very similar.
Until he gets all mechanized. Mechanized jabber-nabber.
So you have, like, tricky stuff like that where you're bouncing on the giant cannonballs as you're trying to go across crevasses. And, I mean, other than that, there's, like, not anything that's too tricky. There's not too many things that, like, pop out and insta-kill you that, like, you weren't expecting. Usually you know what you're getting into, and you're just like, man, I suck.
I just fall down holes.
Yeah.
A lot.
There's very little where it surprises you in the way of, oh, look, you're dead. So it's not like the style of Limbo or... Even, like, even Super Meat Boy. Like, Super Meat Boy, certain things would pop out the first time you play a level because you're running so fast you can't stop.
What is that game? There's a game called, like, Unfair Mario.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous. You play Mario, yeah, but things will just come out and kill you. Like, yeah, you'll be just walking, and then a spike will shoot out of the ground. Like, oh, yeah. And then you'll jump, and then a spike comes out of the air and just kills you.
Or one where you, like, try to jump over a pit, but there's an invisible block that keeps you right above the pit, so you just hit it and fall right into it.
Yeah. It's all randomized, so...
He's a happy landlord. So, but, I mean, for level design, nothing too complex. I mean,
no,
they all look interesting, but they're pretty straightforward. Yeah. Go left or right. There's a few secrets in the levels, yeah, if you look for them. I found a lot of them, but not all.
I gotta say, I'm not that great with platformers these days, as I used to be when I was a kid.
Yep.
I used to be pretty good as a kid.
I mean,
I've even picked up Mario in my current age and wondered to myself, how did I get so far?
I hear when you turn 40, it starts to go downhill.
I guess I just have to settle with...
See, I'm still fine with platformers. Still fine with shooters. I still show up and, you know, do my thumb thing, and I never play them anymore. Except
I always
for
need time to warm up on a shooter. It's like, I need to play, like, several levels before I get that.
For me, I don't play it for, like,
I know,
a year, and then, like...
Well, that's how you've always been.
Not really. It's weird, though, because, like, I never play them. I'm just... I don't know. And then you used to always beat me at RTSs, but then I was like, you know what? I'm going to beat Lucas now, and then I got better than you.
Yeah, because you play them
so much StarCraft, huh?
All the time.
So good.
While I haven't played, I only play RTS when you and I are hanging out. It's like, you
pretty much
like playing Generals or something. Yeah, all right.
See, now I'm like, it's like the top 2% in StarCraft is like doing awesome. Well, StarCraft 2, to clarify. Then like I stopped playing. Now I suck.
Because you got Dota.
Yeah, now I play Dota all the time. I got to get you on Dota.
I can't.
You refuse to.
You
really like Dota.
What are you gonna rate? What are you rate this game?
I'm rating this 5 out of 5. I really enjoyed it. It was original. They did a really good job. It doesn't feel like an indie game at all. It is one, but it doesn't feel like it. If this was released by Nintendo, I'd be like, man, this is really good. I'm glad Nintendo's going in this direction. It was really polished, really well done. Enjoyed everything about it.
Now, like I said, these days, I'm not that great with platformers, so I don't have as much fun playing them, especially since I was on a computer trying to do this.
Yeah.
Maybe if I had the Xbox controller, I would have had a much easier time, because it's just... But I think this game does deserve 5 coins out of 5. Because
me and Matt said so.
I think Matt gave it a 4 out of 5.
Man, he sucks.
But...
Why is he so bad at rating things?
I might have given it a 5. I don't know. It might... 4? I think it was a 4. I don't know. But, but it was very polished, very, very good game. I can't think of anything wrong with it at all. So.
And I can think of oh so much that's gone right.
Well, that's it. That was our opinions. Why don't we see what...
No, that was fact.
The critics.
That was not
all
our
right.
Opinion.
Oh, right, okay.
So those are the facts about Shovel Knight. Now listen to these people
facts
with
about
opinions.
Shovel Knight. Let's see what the critics have to say. There's a lot more for PC, so...
What? No one did 3DS ones?
There's 3DS, but there's only four critics. And you like giving the bad news.
I'll give the terrible one.
Try this one.
Oh my god! Look, I have to read like a book. Okay, so we're reading this review from The Escapist. They gave it a 70 out of 100, and they declared it a fun action platformer that remains incredibly frustrating by taking few too many cues from Castlevania's jerkiest moments. Shovel Knight is satisfying and infuriating in equal measure. It's also a damn fine callback to the days of yore in a world where callbacks are a dime a dozen, and it is rarely this well done. So, they seem to really like it, but they thought it was too hard and unfair because they suck at it.
Let's go on the other end of the spectrum here.
Yep. I'm putting my own opinion on their opinion. I gave their review a thumbs down.
US Gamer gives this 100 out of 100. Shovel Knight is a loving homage to an era we left behind long ago. The graphics, gameplay, and soundtrack are all pitch perfect for the NES game. All you're missing is an original cartridge. Yacht Club Games has crafted an amazing experience from beginning to end.
I thought you were going to say, like, homage or something weird. Just completely butcher homage.
An homage.
Homage.
Omelette du fromage.
Oui. are you coming on to me with this? Omelette du fromage.
So that's that is Shovel Knight. It's 86 overall Metascore for the PC and 93
on the 3DS.
3DS.
What's the Wii U say?
And the Wii U.
Just click. There's a button right there.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, you're right. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're crazy.
88 for the Wii U. So the highest score. So I guess this game is best suited for 3DS at the moment.
3DS and Wii U, I imagine.
Although there's less scores for these two. But whatever.
That's because nobody buys them.
What ifs?
Nobody buys them.
Where?
Why would you not get it on 3DS? It's like perfect for it. Matt get a Wii U yet?
He wants one, but not now.
Oh, he's probably waiting for Super Smash?
Yeah, maybe. He'd probably get it for Super Smash.
Yeah. We never talk about Wii U on this show, which is
because we haven't done... I was actually surprised you didn't ask to do a Mario Kart episode.
The only reason I didn't is because I was like, no one owns a Wii U and no one cares. Just sad, but true.
But it's like...
It's a great game. Buy a Wii U for that game.
Pat
just gonna pick up.
Pat, should text him back. He said he's playing the beta for Destiny.
Yep. I haven't played it yet. I saw it.
What?
I just don't want to play on the PlayStation 3, which is all I own, because it's smaller maps and kind of sad.
Can't process as much.
Yeah. So I figured might as well not get it and just hope they eventually release it for PC. Come on, Bungie. Get on it. Halo on the PC. Many PC. Fun worlds have.
It's like one thing I had to say.
The Rocket Warthog. Oh, man. That thing was awesome. Couldn't you also get the, wasn't the Banshee in it?
Yes.
Not in...
Banshee was in it. Yeah, but you, and you couldn't play it in.
Yeah.
Unless it was campaign.
You even got, like, extra tanks, didn't you? No, that was a mod. The extra tank. You get the different tank.
Yeah.
That was a mod. But that's because, PC's awesome. If you only are looking for two consoles, platforms plan, just get a PC and get a nice little Wii U, and you got yourself a full family. And the only thing you'll miss out on that I can even think of is Destiny, and the rest don't matter. You're all set.
All set. And any Halo game that comes out.
Well, eventually. Don't care.
Well, Jellyhead, thanks for listening to this episode of Last Grunt the Arcade. We've been your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Kevin Wickspot.
If you enjoyed this episode, may I suggest you go to our website at psychojellyfish.com to listen to this and other podcasts. You can listen to us on iTunes and the podcast tip Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really does help with the show. If you're a fan, you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/psychojellyfish or follow us on Twitter at Jellycast. And finally, we got thoughts, words, comments, or questions, or perhaps a game you think we could review. Send it our way at email@psychojellyfish.com or leave it in the comments. It's been a fun one, folks.
Please rate us because we have no ratings.
Make us famous. Give it a second. This is awful.
Just knew that the episode would be better the second time around.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping all three of us would be here. But Matt's like,
well, I guess I'll just have to pull double duty.
Did he not like talking about it, or was it just like, oh, I can't?
Matt's just
lame.